You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Welcome on a Monday. Michael McNamara with you. That's what my mother calls me, right? My mother never called me Mike. She certainly didn't call me Mac. Hope you had a good weekend. I had a great weekend. Our oldest son was out on work-related stuff. So, sadly, didn't get to bring his family out. But and then the lieutenant was around. So in, I don't know, the first time in 2+ years, we were all together. Our four kids were together, and so it was a great weekend. Great weekend. I sent a message to Mike about this, but it's a pretty cool feeling, and I'm gonna sound old here. And that's okay because I'm 60. It's a pretty cool feeling when you're with your family and they're older and they're good people and they're now beginning to navigate life. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And you look around and they're good grown-ups. You know, they're establishing themselves as people, and they have kids, and they're getting married, and, you know, it's just a great feeling. You know, people always say that, you know, really what you leave on this earth is you leave your legacy through your children. And if you screw that one up, then what are you leaving? A tombstone, you know? Maybe something else. If you're a successful business person, but is that what you really want to be known for? So anyway, it was an awesome weekend. I mean, again, just sitting around laughing and talking and occasionally making fun of each other. And then, maybe more than occasionally, and arguing and doing the things that families do. And, And then going down the beach, having lunch, and going bowling. My oldest, like, defies the laws of bowling successfully. And it's ridiculous. It should not be able to happen, yet it does. So, yeah, that turbulence you heard coming from Southern California, that was him defying the bowling god successfully. And so he was able to do that, which somehow or other does not seem right or fair. And then he laughs the whole time. All right, you are dancing near the edge. You need to stop, okay? You need to stop. But it was awesome. On Friday night, was it? Saturday night. Yeah, he showed up Saturday morning. He's actually works at the basic school, and they take a trip, I think, a couple times a year. Certain members of the staff go, and they go out to the East Coast and the West Coast, and they solicit input on the product that they put out. What are people in the operating forces saying about new second lieutenants that come to work for them? And so they, he's part of doing that here on the West Coast, and brought one of the staff sergeants she worked with. What an impressive guy he is. So it was an awesome weekend. But on Saturday night, we went and bought steaks, a couple of New York strip steaks, and a couple of ribeye steaks, so we'd have enough. And because I'm not afraid to learn, and over the course of years I've learned, the green egg is an incredible device. And the beauty of the green egg, and the reason why it's shaped like it is, okay, is it's pretty important to have the fire low enough underneath whatever you're cooking so that it never gets scorched, okay? And then the other secret of the green egg is it's made with materials evidently they use on the space shuttle, okay? And so it is pretty heat efficient. Okay, that might be an understatement. It's pretty heat efficient in terms of channeling that heat which gets that gets created down in the bottom up through whatever you're cooking and not out the side the way metal would do it. Anyway, and the digital meat thermometer, if you don't have one, get one. And so last night was the first time I thought, you know what? I might have to invest for nights like this. And you certainly, I don't know how often you use it, but they have digital meat thermometers that can take like up to like 6 probes. Yeah. So, and you would set every probe different. Whose steak is this? Oh, this is Patrick's. How do you want it? He wants his rare. This is Catherine. She wants her medium. Okay, so green is Patrick, blue is Catherine. Blah, 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 blah. So, that, the meat came out. But I was, I make corporal punishment Kathleen. I shouldn't say I. Corporal punishment Kathleen stole a recipe, hijacked a recipe from a restaurant in Sacramento, California, called A.J. Bumps. It used to be down on the river, was back in the day, pretty popular restaurant. They made a dish called their carrot casserole. And I will tell you what the carrot casserole consists of. It's, right, boiled carrots, and then you mash them up with a hand masher. So it's not like a puree, right? But it's not even a fine mash, okay? It's kind of mashed carrots, right? Then you take 10 saltine crackers mashed up. It calls for a quarter stick of butter, but if it calls for a quarter stick, you ought to use more, right? Well, that's what I thought. I've never done it, but I made it a half a stick of butter. Minced onion, salt, pepper. You kind of mix that together. You dump 2/3 of a cup of the carrot water that you boil the carrots in. You dump in 2/3 of a cup of that, and then a half a stick of butter. So you mix all that together. You put it in a pan in a Pyrex dish, Pyrex bowl, if you will. And then you cover the top with cheddar cheese. Oh, I'm sorry, there's a half a cup of cheddar cheese mixed in with that, too. That's important. And then you cover that with cheddar cheese. I put a little bit more than a half a cup of cheddar cheese in with the carrots. And I crushed the top of it with cheese. So the extra cheese and butter... The meal was off the hook. It was awesome. It was awesome. And then last night, Mike's wife was cooking. You know, Mike's wife and I, we get along great. You know, because of, like, my parents, the way they divorced, which is characterized by the Germans leaving Russia in 1944 and 45 when they got their ass booted out of Russia and they burned everything, right? The scorched earth campaign that the Germans waged. Yeah, that was my parents in divorce. Anyway, yeah, burning down everything. So, no, I mean, we get along and we do things as a family. I mean, we don't think our kids should have to pay for our issues. So her family makes some great food. One of the popular thing that her family makes is chicken wings. Her mom and dad, both from Buffalo. And they take chicken wings and put them in Dixie fry batter. And then they obviously fry them. And then you lay them out in a kind of a baking pan or a cookie sheet, right, lined with paper towels to soak up grease. And then they sprinkle Lowry's seasoned salt on them. And I'm going to tell you, they're awesome. Those with blue cheese. Yeah, so that's a fan favorite. So we had those last night. So good eating and a great weekend. So hope you had a weekend remotely close to that. But the best feeling is, you know, looking at, you know, your little babies running around, except they're not babies anymore. They're grown people and they're doing good things. And it's just like, this is awesome, absolutely awesome. So good feeling. Let me tell you what we're going to do on the program today. Alex Holling is going to join us. And so we're going to talk about stuff with Alex. He from NewsRep, which is formerly SoftRep. So, Alex Hollings. So Alex never, ever won to go ahead and need to be encouraged to share an opinion. So it's normally a pretty fast hour of radio. So looking forward to that. And then the Gunner will join us. Recruit Musselman. For those of you who missed a little bit of a, I won't call it a bombshell, but Mike revealed that he is now you know, a lot of communities have them, and they're called a lot of different things. In San Diego, they used to call it RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteer Patrol. So it was a bunch of retired people in police cars with radios, no weapons, right, narking on everybody in the community. Yeah, just ratting them out, rolling around with radios. And I think they help with traffic is one of their functions. Although I'm sure they do many things, but they help with traffic. So yeah, Recruit Musselman is in training. And then we had a little situation this morning where Montana man who's on probation for failure to attend an event in North Carolina. Instead, he went to a concert with his sister. So for that crime against humanity, Montana Man's on probation. Montana Man, lips off in the chat window this morning about he didn't like something that Recruit Musselman posted. So I had to intervene in the situation and say, all right, look, when you're on probation, you do not discuss content issues with a member of the law enforcement community. Last I checked in the sumbitch, up is still up and down is down. And when you're on probation, don't go there with me, all right? Needless to say, that did not go over well with Montana Man. For whatever reason, I'm not exactly sure. But he didn't particularly care for that. So then Recruit Musselman had to get involved, right? And it didn't go well there either. So anyway, we're dealing with that this morning. The United States is dealing with a couple of huge issues. One, you'll see the greatness of our country displayed in North Carolina as people from all over the country rally to help the people of North Carolina. Let me tell you what they will need the most. This water will come and this water will go. Okay. What you will have in its wake is you will have people that, that did not buy flood insurance. Because, come on, why do we need to spend $400, $500, $600, depending on what it is? And so they didn't buy it. So what does that mean? What it means is, they're gonna go to their homeowner's insurance, and the homeowner's insurance is gonna say this is straight up flood. There's nothing else that you can call this. And believe it or not, homeowner's insurance does not cover floods. Right? So if you don't have flood insurance, you are stuck with the bill. You will have thousands of families that will be affected with this, and they won't have the money, to deal with the damage. So, and so FEMA will come in, and FEMA will offer loans. Okay, it's still a loan. It's a loan at a reduced rate. So they'll offer loans. Can you afford more debt? Can you? What do you do? And so you will see older people that migrate out of the region because they simply can't afford to do it. They can't. And the sad part is their home would have been paid off, and they'll have to sell their home in a damaged state. They'll get less money. It's the ripple effect of this. Let me tell you, the least challenging, although, you know, people will lose their lives, and most of it already happened, and then there'll be more of it as people don't listen, and they do kind of crazy stuff. Now we can do this and get caught in floodwaters or whatever. And then you have, on top of that, you have an additional calamity that's financial in nature. It will dwarf, you know, the physical damage in magnitudes, the financial damage. And I'm not talking to the infrastructure of cities. That's easily repaired. Takes a while, but it's easily repaired. But yeah, North Carolina. So if you haven't been watching, as a storm comes through, when it made landfall, it was downgraded to a tropical storm. It wasn't even a hurricane. The problem with it was the amount of rain that came with it, and then it moves west and then hits the Blue Ridge Mountains and then begins to pivot to go northeast. And then while it's pivoting, it's stationary and dumping all that rain. So North Carolina. The other issue that is blown up over the weekend is the issue of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. And what the game that's being played here is, the Democrats he had no record of anything in his past. My understanding is somebody who went to high school with him never voiced anything in her life. Did not come forward during the testimony relative to Brett Kavanaugh, and somehow or other Senator Feinstein had a letter from her, and I guess offered it to the FBI and said it should be investigated. I'm not sure if the FBI declined to investigate it or said it didn't meet their threshold or whatnot. And so the letter was released. She supposedly is willing to testify. But so regardless of the particulars of somebody surfacing all these years later who's going to make an allegation against you based on something that happened in high school, what's really the game here is if the Democrats can stall this, right, they have how many days to the November election? They have X number of days till the November election. Let's see. October makes it 30, probably less than 37 days. So we got, 2 weeks? So they've got about 7 weeks to go till the election, possibly Senate changing hands, something that nobody thought was possible a couple months ago. Now you see more and more articles, you know, might the Senate change hands? So anyway, it's still a long shot, but people. So if the Senate changes hands, guess who's not getting confirmed? Anybody the president sends up there that's not a Democrat, or at least doesn't lean center left. Just won't happen. So, anywho, and then we'll go that way for the rest of President Trump's term, and we'll wait for another president. I'm sure the Democrats hopefully a Democrat. So that's the game that's being played here. Kavanaugh is just a pawn in all of this. And truthfully, she's probably a pawn in it too. And so, once again, we'll see. Is it a letter that should have been brought forward, should have been deliberated probably in closed session by American senators, should have been footnoted and then voted on? Probably, if they were grown-ups. But this is not a grown-up debate. It's a political debate, and we will see them at their worst. So that all over the news so far. The other thing I want to talk about real quick before we officially begin the program is the concept of post-traumatic winning, which I need to trademark that or do something with it. Anyway, I continue to work on it almost on a daily basis, and I get more and more excited every time I begin to hang content into it because it's powerful, it's based in fundamental truths that we know, that we live, it's wrapped in the culture of the Marine Corps, and best of all, it's true. It's true. Suffering from trauma, right, does not have to be a disabling event. For most people, it's not. Most people handle it in life and continue to go. But you can do more than that if you'll choose to reach out and share your story. And you don't have to do it in the New York Times. You don't have to do it on All Marine Radio. You can choose simply to share it with other people and that cross your path. But to me, what's exciting about that is by changing their life, right, and sticking their hand out, and then just two things. It's okay. Right? And you're going to learn how to coexist with it. If those are the only two things you tell them, you ease their pain and you give them hope. And then as they begin to find their way through that, you get to experience the Grinch moment. And that's the winning part. Can't do anything about the past, but you can do something about the people that you affect and the way you deal with it in the future. Those Grinch moments are priceless, absolutely priceless. And I'm not saying it makes it worth it, but it makes it less painful. It makes it sting less, right? Because I'm helping now. So I'm doing as best I can with it. That's winning. So pretty exciting. And I work on continuing to export that. Anybody who's listening knows anybody who you believe would be receptive to that pitch. And so far, it's law enforcement, first responders, firefighters, obviously military people. If you know anybody else, contact me. I'd be happy to come give it to you. They have to pay the freight, obviously, and pay for the pitch. But if they're willing to do that, I don't know. I haven't seen another pitch like this that talks about the way to, you know, I certainly post-traumatic growth. Certainly got it. I understand what growing is, right? But I'm talking about winning. I'm talking about winning, not just growing from the experience. I'm talking about winning, using the experience to win. So anyway, I'm pretty excited about that. So good morning to everybody. United States Marine Corps Band makes this morning official, Monday, the 17th day of September. Today, if you don't know it, is the bloodiest day of combat in American history. And it's known by two names, the Battle of Antietam or the Battle of Sharpsburg. September 17th, 1862. On this day, an estimated 22,717 Union and Confederate soldiers were dead and missing. How about that? Pretty incredible. Yeah, Civil War. And again, what happened there was improved rifles and tactics hadn't caught up yet. And they met on the battlefield of Antietam. And with incredible lethality, to borrow a term the gunner hates, but guys in formations that had been built when rifles were smooth bore and were not very accurate, so you had to get close in order to put effective fire on somebody. The way you controlled people in that environment was you could do it through close formations. The rifle shows up and begins to touch people out to 700, 800 yards. And people are walking around in those same formations and just getting annihilated. So today, September 17th, 1862, the Battle of Antietam, as it's known to the Union Army, and the Battle of Sharpsburg, as it's known to the, because Sharpsburg is the town. I think Antietam is a creek. So, good morning to you. We remember that today. And the United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. We'll be right back. And this is dedicated to my kids and my ex-wife for, you know, again, there's moments in life when you look around and say, this is a perfect moment in my life. And I think as you get older, those moments, for whatever reason, my brain tells me this is a perfect moment in your life in which your grown kids are hanging out and they're good people, and all of a sudden it dawns on you. So this is dedicated to them. Well done.
Betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. You know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
We will check the weather here in Marineland right now. Currently clouds at 77 in Quantico. There's 3 weather advisories there. We'll look into that because I'm fascinated by weather advisories on a regular basis. Flash flood watch is in effect for Quantico, Virginia. How about that? A small craft advisory and a second small craft advisory that extends the first one. So the rain. continues in Quantico. Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Partly cloudy and 83 degrees. 7 weather warnings in effect for the Camp Lejeune area. One is a river flood warning. 2 is a flood warning. 3 is a beach hazard statement. 4 is a hydrological statement. 5 is a small craft advisory. 6 is a coastal flood advisory. And 7 is a flood warning. Now, most of these warnings, for instance, the flood warning set to expire at 11:30 p.m. tonight. The river flood warning is set to expire at 10:47 tonight. A flood warning . Well, these are all for different areas. The hydrological statement is, we'll talk about water saturation and water coming through the ground. But again, you know, when you live in these parts of the country, you do this on a regular basis. Maybe not to this extent, certainly, but you do this on a regular basis. I'm not saying it makes it easier, but it's like, come on. You're living along the Mississippi River. You do flooding. You know what it is. You live in North Dakota. You do blizzards. And the rest of the country, when they see it, go, oh, my God, look at it. And they're like, yeah, this is like one of 9 of these this winter that we'll do. Most of them don't get on TV, but we kind of know how to do this. Granbury, Texas, a little bit warmer. Clouds, partly cloudy and 79 right now. Montana's cooler. Clouds and 46 degrees as summer for me officially ended on Friday. Actually, on Saturday. September 15th, that's what I call the end of summer. So now temperatures ought to get cooler, and that's the way it is. Sunny and 75 in 29 Palms right now. Sunny and 57 at Camp Pendleton. Cooler and clear, which is odd for Southern California. Dark, cloudy, and 83 degrees in Okinawa. Okay, just so you know, if you're not familiar, Okinawa's 8 hours behind us and a day in front of us. Okay, so approaching 11:30 at night, 23:30 for you military dorks out there, and they're one day ahead. Now, the Helmand Province of Afghanistan is, if you didn't know this, 11 and a half hours in front of us. What? 11 and a half? That's right. Somebody thought it would be a good idea to do half time zones. Yeah. So instead of it being 7:40 p.m., 12 hours, or 11 hours, 8:40 p.m., yeah, it's 11 and a half. Okay, so it's 6:10 there right now, p.m., 18:10. Few military dorks. I thought it was pretty funny on Friday when we were talking about Recruit Musselman, him saying the thing that he struggles with the most is the cop alphabet. And I gave him a quiz, and he didn't get 100%. He struggled with it. But I'd tell my sons that story, and we were laughing, like, how do you rewire that one in your head? All right, I'm going to spell something. Apple or Adam, boy. Whoa. You got 2 different things coming into your head. One immediately, the other one kind of behind it. So, thought that was kind of funny. Let me finish the weather. Currently in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area. Oh, wait, the weather in Afghanistan, in the Marja Lashkargah area, which is the provincial capital area, kind of the central part of Helmand. You got Sangin in the north, and then you go down towards the Iranian border to the south. Marja Lashkargah area is currently, it's cooled off a little bit, It is evening setting in the land of the poppy, and 84 degrees with clear skies. In the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area, it is sunny. Yeah, which normally we have like coastal overcast. But it's sunny, winds are calm, and temperature is 62 degrees. Looking for a high of 81. Don't really like it, but we'll take it. Got to get that thing back into the 70s. Let's see. The balance of the week. I'm looking. 81 today, 77 tomorrow, 79 on Wednesday. Yes. So, let's look at news. We'll take a quick break. We'll come. No, let's look at the weather. We'll take a quick break. I'm going to go out. I'll yell at Joe for barking during the program. He knows better. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
This is what winning sounds like.
I want to walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and soak in the ache of this heartbreak. I want to drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there. I scream, yeah, I let it all.
Peyton Davis, you can find her on iTunes, Google Play Music,
but right now it's just me.
Amazon Music. Song's called Hurt.
So I'm gonna sit here and watch this cigarette burn. It hurts.
Even though she's singing about watching a cigarette burn, All Marine Radio does not officially endorse cigarettes, either tobacco or e-cigarettes. Okay. We do not endorse that. And neither does Peyton. It's just a song, okay? Alright, let's, we're gonna get through the news. We're gonna check out the news here. Story that I don't like, okay? Cause I think it's shoddy journalism, okay? It's what's wrong with journalism. Marine, and again, this is the regurgitation of a story that was written when it was, he was awarded. It was announced, the award, right? This is a subsequent award. This is a subsequent article about he was presented the award, right? Marine in Afghanistan awarded Purple Heart after surviving shot to the head. Okay? The round glanced off his helmet. Okay? That's what the story is. Would you read it if it said that? Maybe, maybe not. But I don't like it, and I think it's ridiculous. But again, they are the media, they're profit-driven, so should we be surprised at their behavior? Right? Alright, that's the way it goes. Alright, Florence death toll swells as rivers rise. This is from the Associated Press. As the death toll from Florence grew and hundreds of people were pulled from homes, North Carolina braced for catastrophic widespread river flooding that could be the next stage of a mounting disaster. Weakened to a tropical depression early on Sunday after blowing ashore as a hurricane with 90 mile an hour winds on Friday, and that was early Friday, Florence was still spinning slowly atop the Carolinas as it pulled warm water from the ocean and hurled it onshore. The storm's death toll has climbed to 13 when authorities said two people died from inhaling carbon monoxide from a generator in their South Carolina home. About 740,000 homes and businesses remain without power in the Carolinas, and utilities said some of those homes could be without power for weeks. Again, who's that? People in more rural areas. Power lines that don't service that many people, and so they'll prioritize turning the power back on, and those people go to the end of the line. But I will say this, most of the time, those people that live in those areas, they have generator systems. Again, this is not the first time they've done this dance. Okay, so the head of FEMA, Brock Long, said officials were still focusing on finding and rescuing people. Let me tell you what's good about this story. What's good about this story is you're not reading that we weren't prepared. Where is the military? Where is the where is FEMA? Where are the helicopters? Where are the trucks? You're not reading any of those stories. Okay, so that's as good as it gets. And now we deal with Mother Nature. Okay, so we'll keep our eye on it. But the biggest catastrophe will be, make no mistake, it will be the number of these people who did not buy flood insurance and whose homes will not be able to be repaired except by FEMA loans for those who can afford to do that. Some will not be able to afford to do that, and they will be forced to sell their homes and go someplace else, and their lives will be changed forever. So floods are bad are a bad deal, and flood insurance ought to be factored. You know, this is my opinion. Flood insurance ought to be everybody ought to pay for it, or we should do catastrophic insurance, which, you know, in California it would be earthquake, and so we should rethink that, because these things are horrible, and the whole nation ought to be indemnified, or this cost ought to be spread for these things throughout the course of the nation. It actually is anyway, as insurance companies raise rates to pay for things like this, but in my opinion, things like earthquakes, things like hurricanes, tornadoes. Now, you can say, well, they choose to live there. Yeah, that's true. They do. But one team, one fight. And so I don't care what you want to lump into that. Maybe tornadoes are thrown in there, too. Okay? And everybody pays $2 a month on their home insurance for this kind of insurance program. That's how it's subsidized. So, anyway, just a thought. So, that about Hurricane Florence. You know, there are humorous things that happens when these things happen, okay? One is the military bases in the region, the Marine bases I'll talk about. There's an article in Marine Corps Times. Hurricane Florence has arrived. And Marines aboard the embattled Camp Lejeune have decided to party. Okay. The videos, right? All right. So the Marines are restricted to their barracks. You know what they did was they went down to the package store and they bought every form of alcohol that they could get their hands on if they were going to be incarcerated. Then they started having barracks parties. With the stupidity that would ensue. A lot of it's pretty funny, right? Kevlar helmets on, guys with Marine Corps flags draped on them, their plate carriers on. It's just kind of a stupid fest, right? So it's, but the videos are pretty funny. I'm not going to lie to you. So I'm not that old and out of touch where I can look at that and say, you know what? They're making the best out of it. They're incarcerated, and they're working on having a good time. So it's moderately humorous when you look at those things. Actually, it's really humorous when you look at them. I think I'll save that one for there. All right. So now that's as much news about the Marine Corps as there is in existence right now. Top five stories in Early Bird, the hypoxia problem has been solved for the T-6, which is the Air Force propeller-driven training aircraft. The Air Force announced a rash of hypoxia-like problems in the Air Force's fleet of T-6 Texan II trainers was primarily caused by fluctuating concentrations of oxygen in the cockpit, according to the Air Force. Now, this has been a problem in a series of different air platforms. So, anyway, so congratulations to them. Here's another interesting story. U.S. surface warfare officers will now use logbooks to record time at sea. All right. This is pretty amazing. We've talked about, in my opinion, the nonsense of they're working 100-hour work weeks, for God's sakes. All right? And so, just like aviators do with their flight logs, surface officers are going to do now with their work hours. All right? And so it gives a whole series of instructions about how to fill this out. All right, here's your watch standing lock. And then there's blocks for time when you were the JOD, the OOD, when you were the conning officer, number of hours, traffic watch complexity, was it low, medium, or high, so we can assign some stress level. So, like, I want, infantry officers should have this. Number of hours worked in the last 24, right? Situation complexity, low, medium, high, high. Oh, well, son, Pumpkin, you need to go to sleep. It's ridiculous. All right, but this will be the argument to me for we need more bodies on those ships, man. We don't have enough guys. Yeah, but this is how many they had in World War II. Hey, shut up. Who asked you? Nobody asked you. Get his ass out of here. What? Come on. What's up with that? Oops, sorry, my bad. Yeah, so congratulations to the surface warfare officer community. Their candy asses continue to be treated like babies instead of throwing the shitty ones out and telling everybody else you better get your shit together. Because what happened in those two collisions at least, and I haven't even seen a report about the USS Lake Champlain crashing into a Korean fishing trawler in broad fucking daylight. Yeah, at noon. Oh, it was reduced visibility. What was the visibility reduced to? 8 miles. Okay, you shut up too. Yeah, in my opinion, it's a bunch of bullshit. People making excuses for people not being leaders, people not supervising, and people not holding standards, right? So now we're going to fairy dust it and say, oh, there's systemic issues. Bullshit. The Navy's got a leadership issue. Right? That's it at its root, right? They've gotten away from standards and being tough and being operationally competent to being soft, being undisciplined, and being shitty. That's the Navy's problem. And you can masquerade it in these forms and this other bullshit, but until you fix your leadership problem and make your Navy, your service a little bit more hard, this will just be another brick in the road to hell for you guys. So, there you go. Launching the cybersecurity moonshot. It's kind of an interesting article in the commentary section of the Early Bird today. And so it talks about revolutionizing and kind of drawing a parallel to President Kennedy's speech about putting an American on the moon. 56 years later, that iconic speech is still an analogy for ambitious and impossible challenges. The United States is reliant on digitally connected technologies that are fundamental to our national security, public safety, economic prosperity. Our nation's ability to protect and enhance the cybersecurity is a national imperative. My own comment, it's also a national train wreck. Existing models and technology for achieving the growing attack surface are not giving us the protection we need and may even be contributing to the problem. So what the article calls for is a moonshot. What is it? Something that changes the fundamental landscape of the problem. There's another interesting story out of War on the Rocks, which is a website that does a lot of DOD reporting, and international affairs and combat reporting. The Sixth Service, that would be the Space Force, what the reorganization of Special Operations Forces can teach us about Space Force. Yeah. Does it need to be a separate service, or can it draw from all of them under one unified command? So, interesting article there. And two more stories, then we'll take a break. We'll get A. Hollings on. Military death benefits won't be stopped by government shutdowns anymore. If you can believe that after all these years, military death gratuities cannot be delivered to a grieving family, to somebody who's given their all for the nation, believe it. Okay, story comes out of Washington, D.C. Military death gratuities will be exempted from future government shutdowns under a provision included in the defense appropriations deal last week. Why has that taken until 2018 to happen? That's absolutely positively ridiculous. Anyway, congratulations to everybody in D.C. for making that happen. And here's a little cherry on the top, a little bonus coverage. Coastie allegedly, that would be a Coast Guard person, allegedly flashed the white power gesture on live TV, gets kicked off hurricane response team. Okay? So there's a picture of a Coast Guard captain being interviewed. Over his right shoulder, as we look at him, to his left, there is some kid, relatively young man, in a red shirt, and he's flashing some kind of signal near his right ear as he's looking towards some kind of computer monitor, probably the monitor that he's watching this interview on as it goes live on TV. Coast Guard Captain John Reed, the head of hurricane response efforts in Charleston, South Carolina, appeared on Live with Ali Veshi to discuss the changing path of Hurricane Florence and the tactics used to account for the system's unpredictability. But as Reed explained his operations, a crew member sitting at a table in the frame's background looked directly at the camera and appeared to make the okay gesture as he moved his hand across his face. The alleged white power gesture was one that originated as a hoax, was quickly spotted by Twitter users everywhere who immediately called for punitive measures. So there you go. That's out there too. So congratulations. All right, we'll take a quick break. Alex Hollings joins us next on a Monday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leaders.